Well, Hamza bin Laden has been identified by the State Department as one of Al-Qaeda's emerging leaders. Obviously, he's Al-Qaeda royalty, the son of Osama bin Laden and married to the daughter of a very senior Al-Qaeda leader. He has also been active on Al-Qaeda's propaganda channels, and so we know that he has made threats against the US, for example, in the past via those media channels. And so now the US has put a $1 million reward on his head to try and track him down. And it appears that he is regarded increasingly as a operational threat alongside some of other Al-Qaeda's senior leaders.
Why is he more of a threat today, or do you believe he's more of a threat today than, say, Ayman al-Zawahiri?
Well, I think Zawahiri would still be the main Al-Qaeda figure that the US would like to track down. If you look at even the rewards on offer, for example, there's still a $25 million reward out there for anyone who can provide information about Ayman al-Zawahiri. Hamza bin Laden, in contrast, is only $1 million. So I still think that Zawahiri is regarded as the key figure within Al-Qaeda that the US would like to get to. But there's no doubt that Hamza bin Laden, from a intelligence point of view, would be an extraordinary get for the US government.
Do you get the sense that what he is doing is indeed working on something as it relates to the US or any country anywhere that is threatening, or is he simply rising through the ranks and maybe renovating the view of Al-Qaeda?
Well, it's hard to know exactly what the Al-Qaeda's intentions are with Hamza bin Laden. He obviously hasn't got the combat experience that his father had. I mean, he was he's had a training experience in Pakistan, but he hasn't got that track record like his father had of fighting in the jihad in Afghanistan. So we don't exactly know his role within Al-Qaeda, but we know Al-Qaeda itself is strengthening across a variety of fronts, still very active in Somalia, very active in Yemen, and very active in Afghanistan. Pakistan, of course, and it goes without saying, has a very strong presence in Syria. So Al-Qaeda is an organization that I think it's increasingly clear has gained ground in recent months. And where Hamza bin Laden fits in within that broader network, I think we still need to learn more information about.
Do you think he was groomed for the position that he's in now, or did he simply just emerge as, Osama bin Laden's son? And yes, I'm interested in continuing in my father's footsteps.
Well, Hamza bin Laden's path to this is quite interesting. If you look at some of the reporting, there's a book that came out recently called The Exile. And if you look at some of bin Laden's documents discovered from his Abbottabad compound, it appears that actually bin Laden wanted a different life. Osama bin Laden wanted a different life for his son. He encouraged him, for example, to study in Qatar by the looks of it. And it was Hamza bin Laden himself that wanted to follow in his father's footsteps and wanted to fight jihad and continue his cause. And so my sense, just from the very limited reporting that exists on this and the intelligence that has been made public, is that this wasn't so much a case of Al-Qaeda grooming him to follow in his father's footsteps. It was driven more by Hamza bin Laden himself than Al-Qaeda's leaders.
Robin Simcox is the Margaret Thatcher Fellow at the Heritage Foundation. J.J. Green, WTOP News.